Hey everyone, Bob WP here, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk. I'd like to give a shout out to our partners, Woo and Jetpack, who are sponsoring WordCamp Lisboa this year, as well as our sponsors, Kinsta and Omnisen, who again are sponsoring and will be there. So appreciate that and appreciate the continued support, not only here, but what they're giving to the community. So I think it's time to get into the conversation. Well, guess what's coming up around the corner? Well, in my new home, it's WordCamp Lisboa. And what better way to talk about it than bring on two of the organizers, Hacer and Marco, good friends of mine as well. And I'm looking forward to it. And how are you two doing? How about you, Marco?
How are you, Bob? It's great to be back to the show. Thank you for having us. We are fine. We're just recovering from the big blackout of the Iberian Peninsula, which I'm glad it was not postponed until the WordCamp day. But again, thanks for having me again.
You bet. How are you doing, Hacer?
Hi, Bob. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for the invite. And nothing special. Also, like Marco said, recovering from the blackout. But I think as of today, everything is back to normal. So I'm doing good. Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the basics. So, yeah, why don't you kick it off, Marco, with something here?
Yeah, so first of all, we're going to have WordCamp Lisbon, or Lisboa, as we like to say it in Portuguese. It's going to be on May the 16th and the 17th. On May the 16th, which is a Friday, we're going to have what we're going to call this year the Community and Contribution Day. So it's normally called the Contributor Day, but we decided to tweak it a little bit. And this year, we're going to call it Community and Contribution Day. And on Saturday, May the 17th, we're going to have the traditional talks day with three tracks. We're going to have two tracks of talks and one workshop track also. Actually, on May the 15th, which is Thursday, we're going to have we have our monthly meetup. And on WordCamp months, we try to use the meetup as a warm-up event. It's going to be on Thursday, May the 15th, but probably I will let Hacer now talk a little bit about the program of maybe Thursday and Friday, and then I can talk about Saturday.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sure. Well, first maybe a bit about the Friday. It's the first day of the event, which is, as Marco said already, the Community and Contribution Day. And I think it's worthwhile to explain a bit why we have changed this day. Traditionally, we would only have a contributor day, like also the other WordCamps do. However, this year, I think there was a kind of a need in the Portuguese community to talk also a bit about the future of our community. And also with the events that have been going on within the WordPress community in general in the past few months, I think there is a need for people to come together and to really, either talk about what happened and what effect it has on them, it had on them personally or on their work or, in general, but also to look forward actually to see what are we going to do within our community the next few months to see how we can either overcome this or take a different turn or to take out the learning points and to continue as a community. Because I think it's also, what happens is that community is not a static thing. It also changes. So I think it makes sense once in a while to have these kind of days during a WordCamp where everyone is together and you can talk about what's coming up and how we see ourselves and what we want to achieve together as a community in the next year or so. So I think that's the main reason why we changed it this year. And we will also have, opportunity for people to contribute to the project, of course. So there will be several tables where we can work together to contribute to the project. We are still, I think, deciding on which tables exactly, but there will be some tables where there will be something for everyone who wants to contribute. Let me say it like that. We will also have people walking around or a special point, let's say, where newcomers can come and ask questions to see how we can help them to start contributing as well, because that can be quite daunting for a first-time contributor. I know it from myself as well. I mean, there's really not really a playbook that you can follow, it seems. So it's good to have some people around to help. And what we will also have this year is during the Community Contribution Day is to have a panel where we are going to have panel members talking about the future of the WordPress community. And we will also have a special presentation by Steve Mosby, one of the lead organizers of WordCamp Europe. And he will be talking also about the WordPress events and how teams come together and organize WordCamps. And, you know, if something is changing or not. So he will also go more into this topic from his point of view. So that's a bit about the Thursday.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking it seems like more local WordCamps should look at this model for that day because it's a little bit more open with a lot of different things going on. And I think it's very cool.
Yeah, in the past years, what happened was like many people didn't even bother to come to the traditional Contribution Day or Contributor Day, as it's called, because they were, as Aser was saying, it's haunting for them to, how do I start? What should I do? So like making it really short about what Aser already told us, we're going to have like traditional contribution. We're going to be open for everyone who has a question about some even like technical questions or design questions or something like that. We're going to have people there like ready to help anyone, like, you know, the Ask Me Anything format. And in parallel, we're going to talk about the community. And we've been able to also have this really interesting talk by Steve Mosby, as Aser was saying, which glues everything together. So we just want to have a good time together and not force people or make people think that they will need to contribute. So it's way more flexible.
Well, I'm coming in on that day because I can't do the day before. So I think I need to take an early train.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about Saturday, which is like the main talks day. We always had this thing in Portugal that we have a very mixed, very diverse program. We are not focusing only on one thing or the other, although we did have a spectacular event in November, a very small event called the WordPress Day for Developers, which was organized by Damian. I think that's how we spell it. It was really cool to have a day specifically for developers, but we see WordCamp, and as you know it, we normally do it 1 year in Lisbon, 1 year in Porto, and we swap it. And we always see WordCamp as, you know, the big party of the Portuguese community, the big event. So that's why we always try to keep it very diverse and not strangle it into a single subject. Not only subjects, but also languages. So our program is like around 50% Portuguese and English. That's something we always done in Portugal. We already had talks in Spanish and in Galician also. But this year we have like 50% of Portuguese and English. And so we're going to have, for instance, for Portuguese speakers, we're going to have a WooCommerce case study about how WooCommerce helped Artur Azevedo, a Portuguese member of the community, build his online success. We're also going to have a very important talk about accessibility and the European law that it's going to get into production, like developer says, on June 28th. José Freitas is going to talk about that. We're going to have someone talking about leadership of teams, not a WordPress or a WooCommerce talk. This is a team leadership talk, which is also great to diversify the event. We're going to have people talking about workflow with Gutenberg, Blocks, and GitHub. We're also going to have someone talking about the risks of running WordPress in DIY mode and why sometimes you need someone to help you out. We're also going to have a talk about security, and we're going to have an awesome, I expect it to be a very different talk by Fabio, which also is someone belonging to the organization. Basically, he's going to talk about what happens when you die with your WordPress business. So you have customers in your WordPress, WooCommerce, whatever business. What happens if you get out of the house and are struck by, you know, a bus or something?
Yep.
How do you keep things running after you die? I think it's a very interesting talk.
Yeah, and it's also very, I guess, important. I mean, it's inevitable. It's going to happen sometime.
Exactly, we don't expect it to be hit by a bus, but, you know.
Yeah.
And also, at the end of the day, this is still in Portuguese. We're going to have João Lúcio presenting a talk that he already presented on the Lisbon meetup that is now being refactored to WordCamp, which is how to optimize images in a WordPress perspective. Maybe I'll let Acer now talk about the English part of the program.
Yeah, sure. Well, the English part, I just want to say that, yes, it's also quite diverse, the kind of topics we have. But what I actually want to emphasize a bit more are two invited speakers that we have invited. So these are, let's say, our more high-end speakers that we also think it's a very good opportunity for the Portuguese community to see their talks and to learn from them. So the first one is Annemieke Bovelin. So Annemieke is actually, she's a well-known WordPress and accessibility consultant. And so she is going to talk about making your processes or how to cut your costs, let's say, when you're using the entire WordPress Slack or the stack. So you would think maybe that Annemieke will talk about accessibility because that is the main thing that she's known for. But I mean, I think people will be surprised that yes, accessibility is important. And it's also one of those points that she will discuss during her talk because that is also a way to cut your costs. But there are also many other things that she's really a specialist on, and she can explain us how to rethink the true cost of your WordPress stack. And then the second speaker that we have invited is Ryan Welcher. So Ryan is from Automatic, and he is really the guru, let's say, on custom blocks and everything actually that has to do with the WordPress and Gutenberg project. So he's going to do a talk and also a workshop about connecting custom fields and how to use blocks and more. I'm not really sure actually about the entire content of his topic because it also goes quite more technical than I am able to follow. But I'm also really curious, so I can also learn something from Ryan's talk, definitely.
Maybe do the workshop.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if I have time, because I'm still a member of the organizing team and have to do a lot of other things during the event.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, maybe if I can find a volunteer that can help out during my absence, then yes, I would definitely attend this workshop. Yeah. Yeah, so those are the two invited speakers that I wanted to highlight during this podcast.
Yeah, I loved it. The first time I came, I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, the first one I attended.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of the mix of language in it because it just felt comfortable and it felt right.
Yeah, we just let the speakers decide. Our speakers submission form has Portuguese, English, Spanish, and Galician. So that's okay. So let me just highlight three or four more talks we're going to have. We're going to have Milena Kapp with us, which is like a superstar. She already presented a talk in the Developers Day I talked about, which was a mixed of interactivity API and the HTML API. So this year, we're going to have two talks by Milena, each one focused on the subject, like, deeply. So on the meetup on Thursday, Milena is going to talk to us about the HTML API. And then on the WordCamp, she's going to talk about the interactivity API. And these are two subjects that are really connected. We also have Shadis Sharaf talking about AI workflows. Of course, you need to have AI these days. People would find it really hot if you don't have an AI talk. We also going to have still about AI, Philippe Sintra, like an old friend of us also, talking about how to enhance WordPress applications with AI services. We're going to have Nemanja from Serbia talking about schedule tags like CronD, WP Cron, Action Schedule, stuff like that. Also from Serbia, we already talked about Milena. We're going to have Jurus Tasic. I don't know if the name is pronounced like that. And he's going to do a workshop about how to master and get your plugin and team release process better. And we have a bunch of other, like Nadir from Automatic is working very deeply on the new WooCommerce Blocks checkout, and he's going to talk to us about that on the developer point of view. And yeah, we have a very exciting program. So we are not referring every talk because it's a really big and very diverse program. And of course, Portuguese cuisine.
Yes, yes, exactly. Now, before we get into all the parties and all that stuff, I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about your sponsors or even share the sponsors, because as we all know, and I know from this show, you know, this is what drives it and we couldn't do it. And so who are the sponsors this year?
So in 2023, I was lead organizer, and this year I decided to help with sponsors. And HACR is doing comms, communication, and content for the WordCamp. So yeah, our sponsors, we are fortunate in Portugal to have a bunch of companies that are with us for several years now. And normally at the end of a WordCamp, they ask us, so what's the dates for next year? When can we apply as sponsors? Which at the first sight may make it look very simple for us to get sponsors. But this year was particularly hard to get sponsors outside of this bubble of sponsors that we already have. So as the top level Portuguese sponsors, we have PT Servidor, which is a hosting company, and Eu Pago, which is a payment provider with plugins for WooCommerce. And these two sponsors, they are on our top tier alongside with other sponsors, but these have the particularity of being the official after party sponsors also. And then we have other group of payment providers and hosting. You know, If Then Pay, also on the payments area for WooCommerce and other platforms, and PTESP. We also have Widgi Labs, which is one of the biggest also agencies in Portugal, development agencies for WordPress. We have Do The Woo, you know them? So they are going to sponsor us. And we have Naked Cat Plugins, which is a company that develops WordPress and WooCommerce plugins. We have WebTech, which is also an agency and a maintenance company for WordPress. Dysfunctional, also a development company. Invoice Express, which is a company that provides legal and certified invoicing in Portugal. And they also have a WooCommerce plugin, so they are also sponsoring us. And we have Ajascoa, also an agency, a development agency. And then we have three media partners. So we have Digital Azul, which is helping us with some hardware that we need for the talks. We have Desafio Digital, which is a Spanish company that normally does all our, you know, the streaming of the event, the recordings and everything. And also they are helping us. They helped us this year making a video, a production video, a marketing video for the event. And we have RTP. So RTP is the national television in Portugal. Mm-hmm. They have around 6 or 7 channels between Portuguese and international distributed ones. And we've been lucky enough to have them as media partners, I don't know, maybe for more than 6 or 7 editions of WordCamps in Portugal. And they will run a TV ads about our WordCamp, I guess, from April 1 to April 7, something like that. And it's really cool to have national television as a partner of the WordCamp. And so, yeah, that's it for the Portuguese sponsors. Yeah.
So we have from the global community sponsors. So they are Jetpack, Bluehost, Woo, A2 Hosting, and Kinsta. And so we are, of course, very grateful that we can have them as well sponsoring our event. And then for the more other types of sponsors that Marco hasn't mentioned yet are Omnisend. We have them also this year sponsoring for the first time. And Omnisend is an all-in-one marketing platform. And then we have also Weglot, which is a translation plugin I think they have.
Seravo, it's also a hosting company. And Cervelia, also a hosting company from Spain.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's... By the way, Omnisend is also our coffee break sponsor. So we're going to have a treat for all the attendees, a small item that we're going to give away to every attendees. Again, for 3 years in a row now, we have a sustainability preoccupation. And we are avoiding all single-use items like, you know, cups for water. And so Omnisend is going to be our coffee break sponsor, and they're going to have a surprise for all the attendees of the event.
So that's cool because, of course, WU is one of our partners, and currently our other two sponsors, Omnisend and Kinston, are all sponsoring WordCamps. They sponsor a lot of them, so it's always cool to see them there. But we've been waiting for the party where Marco does a bunch of interpretive dances for us during the entire thing. No, seriously.
So I guess the last WordCamp party had a bit too many drinks because I don't remember about that.
Well, actually, this is a first. You kind of did some in the hall off where nobody could see them, and then you're going to bring them public now.
Yeah, so, you know, as always, you know, WordCamps are all about the community. And as much as the presentations and workshops and contribution and roundtables that we're going to have and helping people out with Ask Me Anything format is very important, as most of the people say, it's all about the community, right? And we are having people traveling from far away to be in WordCamp Lisbon, which is great. So we always have like to have this, you know, more relaxed moments. On Thursday after the meetup, as you probably know, we always go have dinner together. We're going to have roasted chicken. There's no option. Okay, vegans and vegetarians can choose, but we just keep it very simple and like roasted chicken for everyone, which is great. And then on Saturday, we have our traditional after party. It's going to be very similar to the one we had in 2023 for the ones who've been there. So it's in. So by the way, we haven't talked about this yet. It's quite important. So the event is going to be held on ISCTE. It's a university in Lisbon, like in the center of Lisbon. You have all kinds of public transportation to get there. It's really easy. So if you are coming from abroad and you need to stay in a hotel or something, don't worry about transportation because it's really easy to get to the venue. And as I was saying, the after party is happening in a restaurant inside the venue. So actually, it's going to start around 1 hour after the event. We're going to give opportunity to the people if they're going to go back to the hotel and freshen up or something, and then get back to the after party. Or if they don't want to, they're there already. So it's in the rooftop. It's really a really good, great rooftop. It has the particularity of being below the landing zone of Lisbon airports. So you might have an airplane going by every 5 minutes, but it's funny anyway. So, and we're gonna have a buffet, a finger food buffet. So actually we are inviting all of the attendees to have dinner with us. We're gonna have music, we are gonna have drinks, and it's going to start at 7 p.m. until probably midnight, right next to the main event. So it's gonna be fun.
Cool. So with that all said, any final thoughts that you want to share?
Yeah, my final thoughts are that I think this is going to be a great event where the Portuguese and broader community can really learn a lot of new things and meet new people. But to do that, of course, they will need to buy their tickets. Otherwise, they cannot enter and neither attend the party, nothing. So that's really important. And for that, you can go to the website. And that is lisboa.wordcamp.org. And then you will be able to buy your tickets. And it's going fast. I saw already that this batch is almost gone. So I would motivate people to go there and buy their tickets as soon as possible.
I will not guarantee we're going to open another batch. So go there, yeah. Buy your ticket today. It's really cheap. It's like 35 euros. We had a very small batch with a early bird price, but now it's 35 euros. It includes the meetup. It includes the community and contribution day with coffee breaks and lunch. It includes the main event day with coffee breaks, lunch, a t-shirt, a special gift by Omnisend, which I cannot tell right now. And it also includes the buffet and the drinks at the after party. So You're not paying for almost anything. We'll give it away to you for 35 years. So we have these very special micro-sponsor tickets for those who want to contribute with the value closest to the real cost of each attendee. So, and these micro-sponsor tickets are 150 euros. So go there and buy them.
Very cool. And yes, if you go to that meetup, definitely plan on the dinner. I've done that. And that was, yeah, it was great. It was a great time. And yeah, everything is wonderful. I'm looking forward to it because I can actually take a train too. I don't have to jump on a plane. And yeah, I'm excited. And thank you too for joining us, sharing it. And I'm looking forward to hanging with you soon.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Bob. See you soon.
I'd like to thank our sponsors again. Those you will find at WordCamp Lisboa, our partners Jetpack and Woo, and our sponsors OmniSend and Kinsta. Plus, check out our booth. We'll be there. Hey, we may even do some recordings. So hope to see you there. Until the next time, take care.